This, of course, is Barry Monaghan, part of the management of the Four Masters side, who are now into the quarterfinals of the championship. And I suppose, first of all, your take on the draw. It's done low again for you.
Done low again for us, yeah. And, you know, there was a bit of a crowd going around. There was a lot of who's and has with that draw, you know. So it's going to... There's some very good ties in it. Yeah, some really good ties. And listen, at this stage of the game, we're... you're into the quarterfinals, so yeah. We're just trying to. We'll probably try to recover that result today. Just very fresh for us, so we'll sit down later tonight and we'll see if we can make some plans for next week. We're waiting the CCC to make their decision where the game's going to be and what time it's going to be, and we'll work around that.
Yeah, listen, we'll come back to that game in just a second. But on today's performance, Glenn Swilly really had you on the rack in that second half, and you had to dig deep to find something. And the timing, I suppose, couldn't have been any better. And the injury time, you rattled off those three scores, which effectively won you the game, Barry.
Yeah, very much so. Like, you know, in fairness to Glenn Swilly, you know, we probably had a wee bit of momentum at the start of that second half where we got maybe 5 or 6 points ahead. But, you know, fair play to them, credit to them. They gained a wee bit of momentum and they got 4 or 5 scores. We just couldn't seem to get our hands on the ball. But, you know, credit to our lads. They dug in deep and, you know, they seen it out and they got a couple of scores coming into down the home stretch, which just gave us that wee bit of breathing space near the end to run out winners.
Yep. We seen earlier on in the game, or in the day rather, how important the goals were for McCuz. As it turned out, those goals were hugely important for you as well, and they came very early in each half from Conor McCallum in the first half, and then Turlock took his very well in the second half.
That's right, yeah. Goals are big scores now because defences are so well set up, you know. So goals are big, and like we were lucky enough to get two in this occasion, which we were happy with because we haven't really been scoring many goals. We've been conceding a few, so we were happy in that aspect where we were scoring and probably just didn't concede. So from that end of it, we were happy, and I probably listened to the two goals that brought us across the line today.
Yeah. How would you assess this campaign then for Four Masters? Do you feel that maybe you're getting better as you go along, as the rounds go through, you go through the rounds?
It's been very much up and down. We've had some good results and we've had some bad results, you know, and it's just getting that wee bit of consistency and stuff. But I think it's well documented we have a very young squad. And just, you know, just to gain that wee bit of experience. And in fairness, the boys are learning on their feet. But just try to get that bit of consistency. And we have probably, listen, today was a good enough performance for us. But again, we'll have to look at that second half, because what happened there for 15 minutes in the second half probably won't be good enough the next day if we switch off like that to allow a team for a bit of a purple patch, you know. Just so
you struggled on the kick out during that period. Like Glenn Swilly might have won six in the bounce.
He's won six in the bounce, yeah. And in fairness, you know, just speaking, I suppose from our end of it, we Lewis probably picked up a wee bit of an injury, you know, and we weren't quick enough to spot that. He wasn't getting the distance into his kick. But listen, we'll see. We'll assess how we're going now. We'll look at all them things and we'll see if we can get better. Just try to improve every day we go out. That's what we try to do.
There's going to be a quick turnaround because these games are going to happen next weekend, be it either Saturday or Sunday, whatever day you're out. So what is the next week lie in store now for Masters? Obviously, the next couple of days is recovery and try to get the boys right again before you put an innings under the legs.
Yeah, we really haven't planned that far ahead. We'll go down now. We'll see how we're fixed. We'll see how we are with injuries. The other dynamic that's coming into play now as well, guys are going back to college. You know, we have a lot of fellas away from college. And we didn't really have that up until this week. So we're just going to have to sit down, see where we're at, see where all the boys are at, and just try to get the bodies right and get a night recovery. And then we'll go training Tuesday or Wednesday, see where we're at, and take it from there.